At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is the Nightcap with Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour three of the Nightcap here on VSiN alongside Sean King. I am Tim Murray. 5.5 minutes to go in the third period. The Colorado Avalanche on a power play leading 2-1 earlier tonight. It was the Lightning over the Panthers. A little plus money victory there. 4-1, the final score. And also the Heat taking care of business 118-107 over the Boston Celtics to take a 1-0 series lead. They now have the advantage in the series in both 1-0, and also the series prices. We've got a new series price out there, and it is, I believe, minus 140 in favor of the Miami Heat. To talk more about what we saw tonight and look ahead to tomorrow night as Golden State and Dallas get things going, our senior NBA analyst and co-host on the network as well, it is JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel. JVT, prior to this game, we get the news, Al Horford into COVID protocols, and then Marcus Smart out with that foot injury. The line did shift, and, you know, the way that you initially looked at this game, and then once that news came out, how much did that alter your opinion on what we would see and ultimately did see tonight?
Well, I mean, it altered my opinion, but when you have a ticket in your pocket,
right.
My opinion doesn't really work much.
You can't get a refund on that? Fact.
No, right. especially one of those guys. Well, anyway. No, I mean, look, it does change things quite a bit, especially when you're looking at the way that the Boston Celtics match up with one Jimmy Butler, right? When you're looking at the options that you can throw at him defensively, you do wonder now when you're talking about more Derek White, who's a good guard and a really solid defender, but gives up a little bit more in terms of weight and stature to a guy like Jimmy Butler. More minutes for Peyton Pritchard, which you saw later tonight, but whenever he was out there, Butler hunted him down and went after him almost on a possession-to-possession basis. That really hurt them without having Marcus Smart out there. And then with Horford, when you look at his absence, just a big who can stretch the floor, meant more minutes for Daniel Tice, and Tice put in some pretty good minutes for them, but ultimately I think you kind of missed him. If you were the Boston Celtics, that'd be Al Horford and his ability to stretch the floor. He only shot 32% from three-point range in this game. And while you barely lost out on the rebounding battle, he would have helped you there too. So, yeah, you definitely saw that. But to give the Celtics credit, they don't have Marcus Smart. They don't have Al Horford. And they still had an 8-point lead at halftime and outscored Miami in 3 out of the 4 quarters of play. It was just that third quarter that made a big difference. So I think they're still in pretty good footing. But, yeah, I mean, those were two obviously very clearly big losses for Boston before the game started.
JVT, have you been able to see the highlights of the game? Did you see the altercation on the sideline between Emi Udoka and Grant Williams? Have you seen that?
Well, I saw live, Sean, unless something else happened. I saw that after a sequence, it looked like they were talking back and forth to each other for a good minute.
Yeah, on the replay, you can clearly see – Grant is trying to tell coach whatever he's telling him, move on. Mm-hmm. And I've, as a coach and player, I've seen role players that have big games kind of lose control of like their self-awareness. And, you know, I don't think it's malicious. Like, I think internally they feel like they're right. And it scares me with Boston because we don't know how long Horford's going to be out. And Smart, he's coming back to guard Jimmy Butler. So I hope he doesn't do it until he's fully healthy because, you know, that's a heck of a guy to check and not be 100%. Does that impact them in a negative way, a positive way, or is it just water under the bridge and a loss?
I would think it's water under the bridge and a loss. Yeah, I think you kind of you can look at this game if you're Boston, and I think feel relatively positive, like for as much as you can, right, after a loss like this. You know, as I mentioned, that third quarter, when you have everything going for you in the first half, despite missing these two guys, but in that third quarter, you get outscored 39-14, you turn the ball over four times, they're really lazy turnovers as well, but you still fight your way back into the fourth quarter, and I think the lowest they cut it down to was 9, if I remember correctly. 8 might have been somewhere around there in the fourth quarter. And at one point, hit a late 3. It looked like they were going to send the bench in, hit a late 3, and they send the guys back because they're like, oh, wait, no, we still have a chance here to potentially get back in this game. So I think if you're Boston, I don't think you're letting go of the rope right now in terms of letting this get out of hand in the big picture. I think you're looking at this and going, we were down 2 of our better players. We still had a big lead at halftime, played extremely well in the first half, and ultimately still gave ourselves a chance to win in that fourth quarter. I think we'll be fine if we kind of stick to our guns, get some guys back out there on the floor. So I would agree, you know, it's not the best, but, you know, you're the former professional athlete. I'm sure there's been lots of situations where you're down, you feel like you're a better team, and, you know, you're going to get a little hot under the collar no matter who's playing. You're going to go back and forth with one another. But I think in the big picture, this team feels relatively comfortable with where they're at, I would assume at least.
And I know this was – said a lot, and I didn't bet a side. I bet the total, which was wrong. I bet the under. But I felt like JVT tonight was a situation where it was just tricky, right? And you mentioned it in your write-up about the Heat and this rest advantage, you know, this season, right? 5-0 straight up in ATS when having 3 or more days of rest, and that's what they had tonight. Now, they will not have that moving forward. So is this a situation where you look to get in on Boston, you know, now on the series price? I know for you personally, you're situated quite well with futures on both of these teams, but now you're getting that plus price on Boston to win this series at plus 120. You're going to get a little bit of juicier odds to win the title. Does this game scare you off? Or ultimately, Boston could still do what they really had to do, right? They had to go to Miami and win one of these games, and they could very well do that come Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I think you're in a position if you're Boston, like if you don't have any irons in the fire in any way whatsoever, now would be the time to do it. Now, I would say, Tim, that you kind of want to know what's going to go on with the two guys that are missing. You would probably want at least one of the two back here for game 2. And I'm assuming that's going to be Marcus Smart. The MRI on his foot did come back negative. It's why I actually expected him to play. All of the indications were that he was actually going to potentially give this a go today and ultimately doesn't. So it does sound like maybe he's going to be out there for game 2. At least it's probable that he's going to be out there for game 2. Horford's a different case because COVID protocols are all messy and, you know, what's going on with the symptoms, when it was reported, all that kind of stuff. But if you know that you're going to get Smart back there in game 2, I think you're feeling a little bit more comfortable in that regard because there's one less weak link defensively for the Miami Heat to go after, and that would be Peyton Pritchard. Not that Pritchard is terrible by any stretch. He kind of tried to hold his own there, and he gives them some offense. But a lot of those possessions, and when Pritchard was out there guarding Jimmy Butler, it's going to be Marcus Smart if he's healthy and available. So I would say yes. Like you kind of mentioned there, this is still, right, the Celtics not having home court. So if you can take game 2 and you go away 1-1 and you've taken home court back, you're still in a perfectly good situation. And even if you go down 2-0, obviously you wouldn't be having the best of the series price, but still on pace to still potentially win this game, be competitive if you hold serve at home too. So, yeah, I wouldn't be scared off of Boston by any means right now at this point after today.
Well, JVT, I think it was as simple as he overslept. I mean, he still had his pajamas on at the game. So.
Dude, did you guys see, by the way? Like, so I get the dress codes down, but there was like 2 dudes that were on the sidelines that looked like they were fans. Yeah. Like,
I thought somebody, I was like, somebody's got real access. They in the huddle and everything.
It's weird.
Moving to tomorrow. Luka, can he catapult Dallas to another upset as they start this year's a Golden State? Or do you think the experience and championship pedigree of the Warriors is going to be too much?
Man, this is such a fascinating series. So I'm about to finish up a podcast for today, guys. And Dieter Kurtbach out of San Jose, Mercury News is going to be with us. And we talk at length about this series. And I think what's really fascinating about this series is the way that Doncic and the Mavericks got to this point. And John Hollinger wrote a piece about this. I think it was yesterday. I tweeted it out. The article is very much worth reading at The Athletic with what is now called like this space ball, right? We talk about small ball a lot, but space ball is when you put 5 guys out there who all can shoot, all who can attack off of the bounce, and you get teams in their rotations and you shoot threes or you finish within 4 feet of the basket. And it really takes advantage of teams who play traditional centers, right? They did it to Rudy Gobert. They did it to DeAndre Ayton. Well, you're not going to get that with Golden State. You're going to get a little bit more off-kilter type of defensive performance. You're going to get smaller lineups. You're going to get Otto Porter Jr. at center. You're going to get Draymond Green at center. So can you really take advantage of the Warriors the way that you did the last two opponents that you faced from a series perspective? I think, Sean, from a game-to-game standpoint, I would be looking toward the Mavericks if the market doesn't move here. This is a Warriors team that in their last few games, I think they are now 6-2 against the spread in their last eight.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
They didn't perform very well against the spread against the Memphis Grizzlies, failed to cover the last two against the Denver Nuggets. I think it's been pretty clear at this point that the Warriors are still a good team, but they're slightly overvalued. I think if you're twisting my arm, I'm going to say the Warriors win a very competitive series, but my approach is going to be looking at Dallas on a night-to-night basis because I do think that they're going to be very competitive and that the market has overpriced Golden State, and I think that's been pretty obvious through this portion of the postseason so far.
So would you take the 5 tomorrow night with Dallas?
I took 5.5 yesterday. Yeah, so yes, I would agree with that. I do think the number's a little high there for Dallas, and I'm really curious, too, when you talk about the Warriors and their offense. Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith and even Frank Ntilikina to a certain extent were so good defensively. And you can see that there's going to be a lot of possessions with them on a Steph Curry type chasing them around. How effective can they be? But from a power rating standpoint, Tim, I think we've kind of lost that this Mavericks team is really good. They're 16-5 against the spread in their last 21 games dating back to the regular season. They're one of the better spread teams since the start of the 2022 calendar year. They've been very undervalued by the betting market, I think, coming into this. So, yes, I would go ahead and back the Dallas Mavericks at 5 would be the best number, the lowest number, I would say, that I would grab at that point.
And talk once again to JVT, at me, JVT. As he mentioned, check out the podcast. Check out Hardwood Handicappers, the show on Sundays, The Edge, weekdays with Matt Humans.
Before we let JVT go, yep. Because I'm the only diehard Orlando Magic fan in the city of Las Vegas.
On Earth.
My Magic. Yes. Secure the number one selection. If you're running this organization, who's your pick?
Ooh, you know what? I think for Orlando, you're probably going to go with Chet Holmgren. I think that's probably the way you're going to go there, Sean. There's so much upside there. It's going to be a while before you see it, but I think Holmgren provides good rim protection, and he's such a different five than you're going to get, you know, more like that Nikola Jokic type as opposed to what you're seeing in traditional centers, and he fits well with what they're going. So I'm going to go with Chet Holmgren.
The man is everywhere. Make sure to read his write-ups each and every day. It's part of Sean's routine now. It took a while, but I finally got to make part of the routine. VSiN.com. Check it out. Hey, JVT, we know you're busy, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, good to talk to you. Thank you.
There he is, Jonathan Von Tobel, our senior NBA analyst here at VSiN. Check out all of his work. Yeah, we got to talk about whether or not we're doing the iced
toasted vanilla oat milk shaken espresso.
Well, the Celtics lost. It's a nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcasts. Well, we didn't want to interrupt Jonathan Von Tobel. Great stuff as always. And make sure to check out VSiN.com each and every morning of an NBA game. You're going to get a write-up from JVT. But we didn't want to interrupt him. We don't want to be rude.
True.
We got overtime. The St. Louis Blues, you're alive.
We are. Buck Shodamas knows what he's talking about. What's the end game right now? That's what I was trying to find.
There you go. At DraftKings, plus 155, buyback at plus 215. I'll pull up what it is here at Circa. But St. Louis scoring, was it an empty net situation they got their goal?
We had a guest on, so I wasn't watching.
Blues plus 150, yeah. Abs minus 170 here at Circa, Sean.
Well, preflop number was better.
What do you think, Puck Shodamas? You getting down? Yeah, I guess you're already down.
I got a better number. So.
No need to double down. 16:46, Blues were on the power play, and they get a tie.
And it's interesting because
I believe
Colorado got a power play right after that. And so they're going to start the overtime period with about half, I think maybe 40-some seconds left on a power play.
Looking at the penalties, they will have 39 seconds of a power play. So Avs and Blues tied at 2. This game will go under as well. So 2 unders in the NHL. NBA, which has been thriving to the under, 49-26 through the postseason, to the under in the NBA postseason. The Heat were 9-2 to the under. The Celtics 7-4 to the under. Of course, they go over by 20 points tonight. And both teams tonight, both games tonight, I should say, in the second round for hockey go under. Tampa and Florida, 4-1 final, and now 2-2 in Colorado, St. Louis heading into overtime. So the under's cashing while the over hits in the NBA.
Actually, St. Louis, they just showed the replay. They caught Colorado. It was St. Louis's power play, and they caught Colorado on a line change. Like those hockey guys, I know it's tough to skate. I have friends that play hockey. They say how exhausted they get, but sometimes, man, hey, they'll yell YOLO. Like, I'm getting off the ice right now. Like, period. I don't care what's going on. Puck could be in my section. I mean, I don't care. And that's what they got caught. They got caught. St. Louis scored with about 11 seconds left on their own power play. Good. So, good for my ticket.
Yeah. Your ticket's still alive.
It's alive.
Could have back-to-back dogs eaten tonight with the Blues and the Avs. And once again, the Blues heading into overtime here at Circa, plus 150, plus 155, if you think the Blues will do it, that at DraftKings. So there you go. Where we stand on the ice here tonight, as mentioned before, 114, the Heat taking care of business, 118, 107, 225, so going over by 22 points, close 203. A lot of steam on the under as it opened here at Circa at 206.5. So move 3.5 points and it flies over the total for anyone who rolled with that. Tomorrow, Dallas and Golden State, Sean. We haven't spent a ton of time looking at this series here tonight. JVT said, still at 5, worth a play. He said he grabbed the 5.5 when it opened on the Mavericks. I have a tricky time with this. I was dead wrong, and you were right on the Mavs and the Suns series. I just expected more from the Suns. They were the best team all year. I felt like they had a few flaws. Looked like it was going to be an easy series early on, and they fell apart, but that's credit to the Mavericks, too. The Mavericks were tremendous. Luka Doncic rose to the occasion in Game 7. He played his ass off, and Spencer Dinwiddie, 30 points. I would say Spencer Dinwiddie, buyer beware, though. He is very – I mean, think about this, Sean. He had 30 in Game 7. He averaged 11 for the series. So he is very hit or miss, hot or cold, however you want to look at it. Jalen Brunson has been a pretty consistent number two to Luka. So – I do wonder if this is a bit of a situation, Sean, of what you've seen last. What we saw last was a Game 7 on the road in which Dallas absolutely embarrassed the top team in the NBA record-wise, and I believe was the betting favorite at the time, if my memory serves me correct. Maybe not because the Heat had won the series, but whatever. Where are you on this series? Because you were all in on Dallas against Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Are you jumping back in on the Mavericks?
Yeah, I just was confirming my bet. So I have Mavericks plus 180 to win the series. I have Mavericks plus 450 to win in six and plus 600 to win in seven. And I also took the plus 600 on the Mavs to win the championship.
Why?
Well, because I think they have the best player left in the playoffs from a talent standpoint, not accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about as we sit in May of 2022, I think Luka is the best player in the playoffs. Now, he's still got to prove it.
I won't fight you on that.
Yeah, but he's got to prove it. But I'm just talking pure talent and ability and where he's at in his career arc as far as being in his prime, close to it. I feel like Steph is obviously the most accomplished. I think Steph's not past his prime, but he's on the back end of it. I don't know if he can do it every night like he used to. I think they have length. I think that's the one under-talked about thing when it comes to winning a title. You know, you're going to catch lightning in a bottle like you did with the Warriors where they're hitting three-pointers from half court. But most teams that win the NBA championship have a lot of length, and Dallas has a lot of length. They defend extremely well. They play with great energy. And I love the fact that this is the best version of Jason Kidd that I think has ever existed as a head coach because he's learned from some mistakes, and I think he sees this as an opportunity to win an NBA championship as a head coach. I think he's going to get it done.
I still...
And I think they caught the NBA at the right time. They caught the Western Conference at the perfect time. LeBron and that... Whatever's going on in the Lakers is not. They caught Kawhi injured, so they didn't catch Kawhi Denver's and Paul hurt. George. Denver, you caught Jokic in an MVP year, but without Murray. And Porter. You just Utah yeah. thought they. If you caught last year's Utah team that was still in a positive mindset, thought they had all the pieces. You know, they caught the West, I think, in the perfect year. And I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if they beat Golden State. And if they beat Golden State, I think the Golden State win and the Phoenix win is better than the win would be versus Boston or Miami.
You think the beating Golden State would be more impressive than beating
yes,
Boston or Miami?
Because I think Golden State's more talented. And I think Phoenix, because they were the number one overall seed, that's a significant win.
I think that – no, I'm not taking anything away yeah. from the Phoenix series, and I wouldn't take anything away from Golden State. You know, I know like people like to – think of me as some sort of Dallas hater. I wouldn't be surprised if they won it. I don't think they will.
I just don't know
I think they're
who
just...
they have for Luka. They don't have a healthy Andre Iguodala in his prime.
Yeah.
That they can throw at an athletic veteran player that understands, has high basketball IQ and the skill. Like, wingers is too little for Luka.
I don't trust in, and I know they just had a tremendous series, I don't trust in their role players to emerge enough to help him out. Could Luka go nuclear like he's done many a times before and you know, carry this team? Sure.
I just like that they have multiple options.
It's possible.
It could be Brunson. It could be
Dinwiddie. But don't you like what Golden State has? I'm not betting this series. If I were forced to play it, I'd just take the plus money on Dallas.
Yeah,
because I don't trust Golden State at that price at minus 225. So I'm not sitting here advocating for the Warriors. I was very hesitant in question. Look, the Warriors lost by, they were down by 50 to a jawless Grizzlies team. And please hold the hot takes of, hey, you know, the Grizzlies, they're better without Ja. Get the hell out of here.
Like, so you know what I think what's missing from this Golden State team?
They're a little older.
And I also don't think they do all the little things as well as they used to.
No, they turn the ball over a ton.
Yeah, like they didn't used to play. They used to be the most efficient team ever, and they're just not that team this year for whatever reason.
I'm kind of on the same, and I'm of the same mindset as that JVT is. I think the Warriors will win this series. I'm not betting it.
Yeah, I took Dallas,
but I think I got
plus 180 for the series. I got them plus 600.
It's
probably a bad number for the NBA Finals, but getting it now,
I
took it.
I get worried that they just don't have enough in addition to Luka and. No knock on Monty Williams. Steve Kerr has won 3 titles. So
Battle of the Guards. Kerr versus...
Overtime is underway. Two. Colorado and St. Louis. It's a nightcap here on VC.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get your edge this playoff season with the Body Armor Edge Basketball Throwdown. Join four free fantasy hoops contests and play for your share of $20,000 in total cash prizes while the action unfolds on the court. Head to DraftKings.com/BodyArmorEdge now to draft your best lineup and find out if you outlast the competition. Body Armor, more than a sports drink. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. DraftKings.com. For details.
Oh, this is awesome.
What's that?
So, let me see. Did he at us? No, he didn't at us. Sam Snyder. Here, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you and Aaron. He put up his board for how he comes up with what he's going to play for his Circa Survivor.
Ooh.
So, just a little peek. I just sent it to you. If you want to open yours too, Aaron. Looks like he's going Denver right now in week one.
So he's already laid it out. He's going, it seems like he's going all in on Denver week one. So Denver in week one on the road at Seattle, but he's believing in the Russell
Wilson.
Oh, I
love that play. I just would hate to use Denver that early. But I guess you just... You want to get to the next round.
Well, that's the biggest thing. We need to, you know, I'm sure Derek and the Circa team will put together the handy-dandy grid for Circa Survivor. But he's going. This is Sam Snyder. He tweeted it at Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard and Derek and Mike Palm. It's going Broncos week one.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pull up the schedule while we're doing it. Week two NFL. He's going Titans week two.
I don't know if those are in order over there on the right.
I think it is.
Because he's got a 12A, 12B, a 16A, 16B. Did Derek do anything this year, did he come out with the particulars about Christmas and
Thanksgiving? Can't be Titans because the Titans play the Bills week two. So right. I can't be the Titans. Yeah, so
okay.
So then
what is 16A and 16B? Okay. Okay, so 12A, 12B. Oh, so he has it.
You have to pick 20 teams.
So here's what he has. He has Broncos week one.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Thanksgiving week, the teams that play, and the Christmas week, the teams that play. And so I guess he's going to try and fill the rest of his weeks in and still have all those teams available. Right, and he has avoid the Rams and Bengals, if you can, at the bottom to play for the extra million. Okay. So this is what I need, guys.
We need to start doing
Nick, Aaron, Oliver.
It's not gonna be Nick. Nick's in the comments.
No, I'm just saying. Can one of you guys find where we can get these tags? Like some store or something online that sells all 32 of the teams.
Please let me. You're gonna do a big board.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna put it at the house, and I'm gonna have a sheet over it so nobody can see it.
No one cares about your picks, Sean.
Until they do.
Okay.
Yeah, until they do, I'll make this a thing.
You not telling us your Survivor picks?
Oh, you're going to know.
You didn't tell us last year.
I'm not going to tell you this year, but you'll know after I advance every week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is how I'm going to do this. This makes all the... Actually, let me tweet this guy and tell him I'm going to steal this from him.
Can't wait. Week one. I'm not going to tell you guys who I'm going with in Survivor. I do think... So, the announcement came earlier today. Survivor will still be the $6 million guarantee it was last year. Circa Millions will now be $6 million as well. So $12 million guarantee. Congratulations. It'd be good for content if you actually would, you know, talk about it on the air.
I do talk about it on the air. I was going to say what I'm going to bet. So let's see. Thanksgiving.
You want me to tell you the games?
Yeah, just tell me the teams. Tell me the six teams.
Well, you should probably know who
okay,
is playing.
Okay, tell me
games.
Who's playing. Jeez.
Buffalo at Detroit.
Bills at Lions.
Okay. Giants at Cowboys. Patriots at Minnesota. So once again, the wrinkle that Circa adds to the survivor is you have a Thanksgiving week and a Christmas week as well. So you need to keep at least one of those teams available because you not only have to play Thanksgiving, you have to play the following Sunday as well.
What is Christmas?
And then Christmas, we have three games. It'll be, I think it's just Christmas this year. So, yeah, it's going to be Green Bay at Miami, Denver.
Hold on, Packers at who?
Miami.
Okay.
Denver at L.A. Tampa
hold on,
at...
Hold on, man. I'm writing. Gee whiz. Broncos at Chargers or Rams? You said L.A.
Rams.
Two teams in L.A. Okay. All right.
And Tampa at Arizona. And that also includes Chargers at the Colts. So four games for Christmas because December 26th is part of that.
Hey, that's a tough list.
Christmas
there.
Is tough. It was hard last year, you know, thinking back to Christmas. So four games on Christmas. Let's just look at that real quickly.
Ooh.
Green Bay at Miami, Denver at the Rams, Tampa at Arizona, and the Chargers at the Colts. First blush, who would you go with? Green Bay at Miami?
So I think, and the Avs just won. I told you, you can't just let them sit in front of your goal like that. They're going to eventually score.
Yeah.
Great game, Bennington. If you play like that, the Blues got a shot. Having said that, I think by the time we get to Christmas, this will be an easier decision than it will be pre-flop. Because we'll know what the Dolphins are by then.
True. We'll know what Arizona's is
right.
by
we'll,
then.
Right. We'll figure out, because Kyler might be faking an injury by that point. You know, if they're out of contention and, you know, they don't extend him, he ain't got his money, he could be, you know, anything. We don't really know what the Broncos are.
You're going to have to hold back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is week 16. So you're going to have to hold back Green Bay or Tampa. You kind of have to decide early-ish because those are teams that you're going to want.
So I'll do one of my six where I don't use any of those eight teams, and I just figure out how to get there. Because I really won't know. Like pre-flop, I don't know if you could, because the Bucs are going cross-country. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have no idea how this Dolphins thing is going to play out. I mean, how the Packers are going to be without Devontae Adams. You know, what Aaron Rodgers are we getting this year? He's got his richest guy in the league contract. So, I mean, who knows, you know, if Christian Watson hadn't learned the playbook well and they're struggling on offense. I mean, he might be down there pouting in Miami.
You really don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Chargers, Colts. I mean, I don't know how Matt Ryan is, how that fits. Might be a play on the Colts at home, primetime game, be rocking there in Indy for the holidays.
Against the Chargers?
Hey, man, listen, that's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming
it's not gonna be
that the Matt Ryan with the run game featuring Jonathan Taylor, play action pass game, the big targets, you know, Pierce, Pittman, you know, those guys, that machine is fine-tuned, and we'll know if Chargers – you know, are even better on defense with Randy Gregory and J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack, you know, added into Bosa and crew already being. So, you know, we'll learn a lot. We'll know a lot by then. But you got to have those teams available.
I know.
You know what I might do is on Christmas, say I'm going to keep all four home teams or all four road teams. That way I'm not trying to, because to keep all eight of these, and that's week 16,
it's impossible.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one. There's some quality squads on this list.
I mean, do you hold the Bills for Thanksgiving, Bills at Lions?
Yeah, you gotta think that was it. But, I mean,
the Giants could suck?
You would think the Cowboys will beat the Giants.
You would think. They are the Cowboys. None of you and I don't think too highly of the Cowboys, but they are playing the Giants.
Yeah.
I think the Pats and Vikings game as of
It'd
right
be
now
just
would
my
be
luck
the
Tyrod
pass.
Taylor would play and go crazy.
I mean, I think a lot of people, as you're mapping this out, and plenty of people do that, looking at the whole schedule, I think you would probably try to hold the Bills for Thanksgiving. Even though it's a road game, you're playing the Lions.
I'm just going to get out of week one. I'll figure out what to do in week two. I learned last year, You think ahead and don't get there.
You got to map this thing out, man.
You do. And I like the little board. Like, I like the little board. So hopefully the guys do some research. And we got time.
Literally, Derek walks in with a big board of a whole grid of the whole season. But you like some random dude putting stickies on a whiteboard.
Hey, I like it simple. Big King like it simple. That thing there was complex and confusing.
How many different bleeping nicknames do you give yourself on a nightly basis?
Hey, man, this is what kind of mood I'm in.
Puckstradamus, Big Stick Adamus, which is terrible, by the way. In-game Adamus.
Hey, in-game King. In-game King. Get it right.
No, I can't get it right.
In-game King, baby. Come on, man. Just go with the flow sometimes. Start.
I'm not going to tell people my survivor pick Adamus.
We're going to push you out of the boat.
What boat? This is my boat. I started this boat.
The boat is rolling towards the survivor crown.
Yeah. Remember last year? Week two.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Spring Special is here for only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to it all. That includes Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. Jonathan Von Tobel have his best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice. Two games tomorrow night. We'll have plenty of NFL thoughts, UFC, golf. We've got the PGA Championship, of course, teeing off on Thursday. So if you want the full VSiN experience, daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, live video stream whenever you want. Cost is only $59 through July 31st, VSiN.com/spring. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. So once again, as we were chatting last segment, the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche beat the St. Louis Blues. So they finally get the best of Jordan Bennington, who was tremendous tonight. 51 saves.
You know what
Jordan
I started
Bennington
to do?
Tonight.
And I just didn't want to go back on what I told the people on national television. I started to play Blues plus 1.5. I really did. I just knew they could keep it close, but you know, I had given out that I'm going to bet all the underdogs, which I still am. I'll take the Oilers tomorrow and I'll take the Rangers. But like right before the puck drop, I was like, you know what? Why don't you be safe and take the plus 1.5?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That was minus 125. You like those types of bets.
Well, the thing was, Colorado's going to be such a big favorite. It's going to be very hard to bet Colorado. So if you're taking the underdog, take the plus 1.5 in this situation. They're on the road. You know, I know there's a lot of pride on that Blues team. They won the Stanley Cup, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those pieces are still there. I knew they were going to come out and play their butts off and kind of got a little greedy because in hindsight, I should have took the plus 1.5.
So tonight, we'll run through hockey. We'll run through the NBA as well. So just to put a bow on the hockey action tonight, first night of the second round, Sean's Tampa Bay Lightning went 4-1.
Say it again.
Under comes home. They heard me. But a great call by you, Sean, plus 140 last night. Saw that in our Best Bets email, so well done there, sir. Colorado does get the win over St. Louis in overtime, so they take a 1-0 series lead there, and the under hit. So
did I get credit for that on the Best Bet?
Yeah, I saw in the emails today.
Okay, I didn't. I got to start looking at that.
But, I mean.
Because when I put the guarantee on it, I mean, you just run to the window.
It's like USF. Rangers, Carolina tomorrow. Carolina minus 160 plus 145 or so for the Rangers.
So I am going to bet both underdogs. I am not putting a guarantee on it simply because Carolina has been so good at home, not just in the playoffs where they won have won every game, but also the regular season. I mean, they're extremely good, you know, there in Charlotte. So I won't put my guarantee on it, but I am taking Edmonton and the Rangers tomorrow, both underdogs.
I ended up taking, and Greg Wyshynski made me a little nervous. I did end up playing over 5.5 games in the Rangers-Hurricane series.
Greg, I think you're safe.
Greg thinks it's going to be Carolina in four. It seems to think it's a mismatch, so we will see. I'm hoping that my guy Ryan Reeves, just those passionate speeches every night, get me two wins.
You know what's crazy? I didn't think, like, the starting lineup in hockey was that big a deal. I just thought it was what it was. You know what I mean? I didn't know guys will find out until, like, you know, right before game time if they're starting or not. Like, what's with all the secrecy? And I know you can move people around and alter the different lines and shifts and the way they're structured, you know, based on, you know, getting certain groups matched up, you know, in a favorable situation. But I didn't realize it was that big a deal. I mean, he's Michael Buffer. I was like, is he going to be able to play, you know, after exerting all of this? But, hey, man, shout out to the Rangers. They got it done. That's a quality, veteran, experienced, talented Penguins team that they beat in Game 7. So they're riding high off that emotion. I think they understand the challenge at hand. And I'm rolling with the Rangers just because Igor Shevechkin, at his best, is one of the top three goaltenders in the NHL. And I think if he shows up with his A game, they can steal one of these games in Carolina.
Totals tomorrow, Rangers Rangers and Panthers, 5.5 juice to the over, and Edmonton Calgary 6 juice to the over as well.
I'm gonna stay off the totals after the day.
Both unders coming home.
Because these games are kind of tricky. Because it's weird. The Lightning game ended at 5. I'll take everything I got that they go over in this end game too. I mean, Lightning had 2 power plays in like the first 3 minutes of the game. I don't know if they got a quality shot.
Looks like game 2, Tampa 6.5 juiced slightly to the over.
Yeah, that game's definitely going over. I don't think it's any way they hold Florida to 1 goal.
I got to do a little more digging. I don't like to venture too far astray by myself in the hockey world.
You shouldn't. You should just listen to me.
But
you'd have made money today. I told you bet both underdogs.
I kind of like the under in the Rangers in Carolina.
Yeah, I'm incapable of taking an under in the playoffs. It's just, I mean, have you seen what the disparity has been? And it's been weird because it hasn't had to be like this high flying wide open game. It's just been one period that's done it in almost every game. Like all of a sudden, you know, it's 1-0 and they put up 4 goals in the second period. You know, so it's just kind of been like that. I would lean sometimes, I think, to the first quarter unders.
Period.
First period unders.
Well, both the first period unders hit today. St. Louis led 1-0, and Tampa led 1-0. So that, you know, one thing is the juice might get a little out of whack if you're looking at first period unders. But just looking at the juice tomorrow, Rangers Carolina juice to the over minus 120, and Edmonton Calgary juice to the over minus 150.
Yeah, I'm not gonna touch the totals tomorrow, but I am gonna bet both underdogs. So let's go Rangers and let's go Oilers.
I might go Rangers. Maybe I'll go Rangers Canes under first period, even money. That's the way I'll go. All right, NBA tomorrow, Sean.
Just said you're a bird and don't like to fly alone.
Well,
so when Pucks or Domus tell you what to bet, just say, okay, I'm going to bet it. You'd have been up today. Just saying. With a great chance to really be up.
You good?
Yeah.
You got enough?
I know what I'm talking about in hockey.
You didn't miss anything tonight, right?
Yeah, I didn't stray out of hockey. I'm talking about hockey's my sweet spot. I just dibble and dabble in football and baseball and all that other stuff. I was built for this. Well, Banksy's my best friend. I came all the way to the desert and found a Canadian black guy that played NHL hockey to be besties with. That's what Puck Stradamus does.
I mean, do you just want to talk the whole rest of the 3 minutes here? My Lord.
You jealous?
I didn't think your head could get any bigger.
I said I just dibble and dabble in some of the other stuff.
All right, well, can we talk?
I gave perspective.
Can we talk a little bit about the other stuff?
Yep.
All right. We got Dallas and Golden State tomorrow. Dallas catching 5, a total of 214.5. JVT took the 5.5. He said he would still lean toward – he would still take the 5 probably as far as he would go. I really have a – I don't have a great feel on this. If forced to play, I would probably take the 5, but I might sit this one out tomorrow.
I'm all over Dallas in every game of this series. Golden State may sweep them 4-0, and in game 4, I'll still be betting Dallas. I'm just all over Dallas. I believe in Luka. Last time they had this kind of momentum and mojo going, they won it. That's with Dirk and LeBron first year down in Miami. Very similar team. I think Jason Kidd was the point guard on that team.
He was.
So now he's got his version of Dirk. Luka, history repeats itself. They're going down to Miami again. It's going to be Dallas-Miami in the finals. Dallas is going to win it.
Already punted on Boston after one game, huh?
I told you I didn't like what I saw from Grant Williams. I'm just telling you, I've been a coach and a player, man. When those role players, they get besides themselves and lose that sense of humility and humbleness that got them there and start feeling like, you know, my locker should be, you know, ahead of Jason Tatum's and the coach can't talk to me and, you know, I'm above reproach. This is a dangerous little spot. Then add in that Marcus Smart's not all the way healthy and, you know, I don't know what the NBA has going with the COVID protocol, but when's Horford coming back?
We don't know.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think this is the Miami team we thought we were going to see last year coming off of the bubble finals against the Lakers. You know, a lot of expectation that they were the team, and then they kind of fizzled. And now, you know, as a Pat Riley-run organization does, they didn't fold. They're right there.
And 118-107 wins tonight over, and Miami takes care of business. They are now minus 140 favorites at DraftKings to win this series. Before we kick it over to Scott, he'll be taking over the reins here. I did make a PGA championship bet. Listen to our guy Steve Sands last night. I will be fading Scottie Scheffler.
Wow.
Justin Thomas plus 135 in a matchup against Scottie Scheffler.
I can't back that. I can't advocate for that. I don't know you're going to go against the guy that just won the Masters. Did you see him play the last 2 days of the Byron Nelson? He looked like he's figuring it out.
Did you see Justin Thomas finish better than him?
He did. Just telling you.
All right. I thought he told me he doesn't do anything else other than NHL, but he's you should roll. Calm.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.